This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Each week, WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk reporters answer questions about COVID-19, the vaccines, or the pandemic in general that come from our listeners. Today, reporters Nina Feldman and Kenny Cooper had a question of their own. How long is a COVID infection supposed to last? Here's Nina.
Like so many Americans, Kenny and I both got COVID over the holidays. We're both young, healthy, and boosted, so we thought we knew what to expect from a case of what was almost certainly Omicron. Quick and mild.
Mild for COVID is definitely on a different level.
Kenny was sick for almost 2 weeks before testing negative. His symptoms kept going for a couple of weeks on top of that. It was scary.
I just felt like there were weights on my chest. I couldn't sleep properly. Even when I woke up, if I moved around too much, I would start coughing immediately. And being that I had walking pneumonia when I was younger, that was a fear for me, is that, hey, is this pneumonia? Is it not? You know, what is this?
His persistent cough kept him from leaving the house.
Well, I wasn't able to do much, even when I wanted to, you know, go out for stories or hang out with friends and family, just wasn't able to do it, especially if it involved being outside for extended periods of time. As soon as I would, you know, the outside air would touch me, I would just start coughing.
For me, it's been these waves of extreme fatigue that come on after any mild physical activity. I totally crash, and it takes days to subside. Like Kenny, I can't do much until that happens. Kenny and I have both been covering COVID-19 and the pandemic since it started, but neither of us were prepared for the recovery process to take this long.
It was generally surprising, you know, actually having it.
I knew the statistics about long COVID. Different studies measure it differently, but depending how you count, anywhere from 3 to 30% of people with COVID can take more than 12 weeks to recover. But what about the people like me and Kenny, who've had to deal with what I've been starting to think of as medium COVID? Kenny's pretty much recovered, and I'm improving slowly, going on week 6. We likely won't make the cutoff for those studies, but our symptoms still had an impact on our lives.
It's not always a quick bounce back right away after the initial infection.
Dr. Ben Abramoff directs the post-COVID clinic at Penn Medicine, which treats patients with a variety of long COVID symptoms. He says there's no official threshold for counting a set of ongoing symptoms as long COVID, but that people in the 6 to 8 week range will likely get over the illness on their own if they take it really easy.
Start by just taking it slow, working with primary care doctors, not rushing back into everything right at once. You know, go build based on your tolerance. People were very sick, even if they weren't in the hospital. This is still a very significant viral infection, and sometimes it's just a more gradual recovery process than people's previous, you know, viral illnesses.
And listen, I'm not trying to scare people with this or to create a new classification of illness to elicit sympathy. But I do think it's important for patients, their families, and their employers to expect that it's common for recovery to be gradual and different for everyone. Even young people.
If you're 20 and you get it, or you're 30 and you get it, it's not like nothing happens. You know, it's still, you know, something that would kill like somebody who's in their 70s, and it's the same thing in your body. It's not nothing.
As the record-breaking Omicron wave continues to ebb in the Philadelphia region, that means more people than ever before are now recovering from COVID-19 infections. And they might be for a while. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.